We're covering games all season long. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We're back at the Petermore Memorial Center as the Ice Cats are on the defense again. The Chi-Chi Hart, just like that, out of the break, on the attack, behind the defender, putting in a dangerous spot, but no one was home. Could have been 3-0 just like that. And it's 2-0 Chi-Chi Hart, midway through the first period right now from the Peterborough Memorial Center. As they take on the Rudder Group and Kings Auto Records, Peterborough Midget AA Ice Cats. And the Ice Cats, not sure what's hit them yet. The Ice Cats, they played them last year in Markham, I believe it was, and they tied 2-2. So there is some experience, if you can believe it or not, between the Midget AA Ice Cats and the Chi-Chi Hart hockey team. I'm not sure if there's bad blood or if we can call it a rivalry, but there's something. And Chi-Chi Hart is dumping it back in deep again into the Ice Cat zone. Racing forward is Hannah Healy on defense. And the Chi-Chi Hart team actually gets to it first. Number 97, Fu Keksin, has been all over the place. And that puck will go offside for a delayed offside. And wisely, number 16, Hyun Shin-Tong, decided not to touch it last second. Now Ava Flint again. Sends it down and deep. That was a deflection, so it won't go for an icing. It's a race for it. The defense will get to it first. Playing it down along the boards. Good stick lift there by Flint. Ava Flint, as they send it back into the Chi-Chi Hart zone. They have to regroup for the delayed offside. And now Chi-Chi Hart gives them an opportunity with the head up ice in the neutral zone again. Just dumping it deep on net. Good job by Roche to get in front of it. Let's see what the Ice Cats got to respond in this one. That will go down the ice, and I'll go for an icing. Oh, no, it's waved off, actually. Surprising. And the Ice Cats almost forced a turnover off that, what I thought would be an icing. And now they do. They're on the attack here, putting in the slot. Couldn't quite control it, though. Still have attack for it. Hannah Healy. Still in the offensive zone. Put it right in a dangerous spot. That's on net. That's in the back of the net. Beautiful response. Is that a goal? It was on the ice, and it went right under the goalie. I'm not sure if the goalie smothered it up. She did smother it up. We heard people cheering here. I guess there's a lot of Chi-Chi Hart fans here, actually. The PMC sounded like the Ice Cat scored the celebration. There's probably 100 people here or so, so it's certainly not an empty crowd here at the Peterborough Memorial Center. People have certainly showed up for this game, as Chi-Chi Hart has showed up for this game as well. Up 2-0 with 8:19 remaining in the first period so far. On the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, only on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5. And the faceoff will be in the Chi-Chi Hart zone. The Ice Cats on the attack. See what they can do. The Ice Cats certainly far from over, as this game is 3 20-minute periods. You feel one goal in this first period, and it's absolutely game on again. And that's a whistle, and it might be a penalty against Chi-Chi Hart, I think it is. I see Ice Cats going to the box. I see a lot of people going to the box. They're going to their own bench. Nobody's going in the box now. There's a bit of confusion here. Let's get it together, guys. Let's get this game going. So there is 2 minutes for the box. Who is going to the box, though? Chi-Chi Hart. All right, guys. Let's figure this out. Chi-Chi Hart, one player, number 27. Ding Xiaoshu. She has been penalized. I believe it was hooking. Doesn't matter. It's 2 minutes. Let's get this going. The Ice Cats on the attack. And they lose that draw, but they win it back straight away. Richmond now getting the power play set up along the boards, playing it back to the point. That's number 10. Elise Ives, I believe it is. Oh, and there's a turnover. Now Chi-Chi Hart on the attack. One-on-one on the penalty kill. Good job defensively by Kovalek to break that up, as she wins it back in her own zone behind the net with time. Still lots of time on the power play, too. She's in the neutral zone. Kovalek along the boards, gets in the zone and stops to set the power play, but Chi-Chi Hart wins it right back. Ooh. And Chi-Chi Hart, they probably could have had their head up, because they probably could have been on a 2-on-1 there, but instead she just dumped it down the ice. Probably lucky for the Ice Cats there. And the Ice Cats having trouble getting this power play set up again. They're stuck in their own net, own zone right now. Hannah Healy behind the net. Now she finds her teammate. Ava Smith, I believe it is. Now a turnover again, Chi-Chi Hart. Wrist shot wide of the net. Roche was all over it though. 51 seconds remaining on the Ice Cats penalty. And let's see if they can get something going here. And not quite. It's number three. Zhang Yuji breaks that up. And now the Ice Cats on the attack. The puck's just there in the slot. They're waiting for anyone. And Healy just couldn't keep it in. Ice Cats had a good opportunity there. 30 seconds remain on their power play. See if they can get something going quickly. MacArthur. And now the Ice Cats, first one to it, Hawthorne. Porter, nice pass there to find her teammate. Wide open, Rister. Good defense, or a good save there by Yang Yu. And that shot coming from MacArthur, I believe it was. That was Charlotte Porter who set it up. Good opportunity there for the Ice Cats, but they still trail and yet to find the board down 2-0. With 6 minutes remaining in this first period and 14 seconds remaining on their power play. And now the Ice Cats forechecking heavy on the power play, wanting to keep it in, and they do just that. Flint couldn't find her teammate cutting and crossing. You know what? They're actually going to have a 5-on-3 for all of 1 second. So 5-on-3 for 1 second, but it will be a power play for another 2 minutes for the Ice Cats. And I think another 2 minutes, I do expect them to generate a couple more opportunities this time. Again, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Well, I shouldn't actually say that, because this is the second time the Ice Cats and the Chi Chi Hard team meet. Twice in a row, 2 years in a row, I should say. Truly a really cool experience, though, for this Chi Chi Hard team to come into Canada, to Peterborough, and to really see what our culture is all about. And the faceoff is won by the Ice Cats. Quick shot from the point. Doesn't reach the net, though. Just sitting there. Oh, good snapshot. Quick save there by Yu. And MacArthur getting the glove up. Looking like an outfielder there to keep it in the zone. She sends it deep behind the net. It's along the boards. MacArthur there finding her defensive pairing. Finding it back to MacArthur, who's wide open the slot. Rister doesn't reach the net. Doesn't get past the first defender. And that gives a Chi Chi Hard chance to clear it. And they do just that as they get the slap shot all the way down the ice. That's number 20. Not number 20. Number 25, Wing Jin Yu. Now the Ice Cats again on the attack. Minute 21 remaining on their power play. And there's an icing, or offside, I believe it was. And it'll be in the neutral zone, the faceoff. As the Ice Cats trailing 2-0. And it's going to be number 44, Taylor Richmond, lining up for the Ice Cats. She wins it cleanly. But Kovalek gives up the puck. And now, the Ice Cats with time. Rupp now, behind her own net. Taking some time with her head up ice. Good pass there to Richmond. And Richmond's getting up there. Entering the Chi Chi Hard zone. Putting it in the corner of the net, behind the net, trying to jam it in just forcefully. And Rupp now at the point. Rister blocked. Chi Chi Hard, good job defensively. Getting in front of the pucks and not letting any clear routes on net. And the Ice Cats, that's going to be an icing. That's not what they want on the power play. With 35 seconds remaining, this faceoff will come back in to the Ice Cats zone. Trailing 2-0. Being outshot 8-5 so far. The faceoff will be to the left of Roche. Richmond lining up for the Pete for the Ice Cats. And they win it clearly. Oh, and here's a chance for the Ice Cats. Good job there by Dunn, I think it is. Grace Dunn drops it off, keeps it on the attack, still in the attack. Rister. The goalie was all over that. The Peets, or the Ice Cats, still in the attack. Olivia Gosselin battling for it. Still battling for it along the boards. Gosselin, he's not giving up. And Gosselin still battling for it, and the referees wisely blow it dead as the puck was at a standstill on the boards. 7 seconds remaining on the Ice Cats power play. On the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, only on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5. Faceoff to the right of goalie, Yang Yu. And the power play will expire after a clean win by the Ice Cats, sent back into their own zone. The Ice Cats have come into this game more and more as it's gone on. Chi Chi Hard with were the only ones to show up in the first couple minutes, but now the Ice Cats have certainly responded, although yet to find the back of the net, though. And there's a face-off, I believe, because the Chichi Hard net went off its peggings, resulting in a face-off in the Chichi Hard zone again with 4 minutes remaining in this first period. Charlotte Porter lining up for the Ice Cats. And the Ice Cats win the draw again. Shot doesn't reach the net. Able to just keep it in though. Oh, it's Hannah Healy. Now here's a chance for the Ice Cats. Backhander just wide of the net by Porter. Putting in a dangerous spot. Oh, going across the crease. Couldn't tap it. There's a good opportunity again. Chichi Har is on their heels right now. The Ice Cats looking dangerous. Can't find the back of the net yet though. It's coming. And there's a good chance by Chichi Har to escape the pressure here. And they just get it out of their own zone. But the Ice Cats win it right back. Amanda Willis sending it down in deep. And now Willis going off for a line change. Good shift there by Willis. Amanda Willis. And now Chichi Har. Dangerous pass into center ice. And a bit of miscommunication by two Ice Cats there, resulting in a giveaway. And Chichi Har just getting out of their own zone. The Ice Cats looking like the dangers, more dangerous than the two teams in the last... Well, for the better half of the first period, really. Yet they trail 2-0. Now here's a chance. Good opportunity. There's three Ice Cats there. No one could tuck it home. They just could not get a stick on it properly. Well, they had an open net. Three of them did. Now MacArthur. Oh, she loses her. She loses her footing at a bad time. And Chichi Hart gets it down into the Ice Cats zone. Battling for it along the boards behind the Ice Cats net. In the corner. Now along the boards. Near the slot. Slap shot from the point. Good shot there. Chichi Har. Beautiful shot from the point number 29. Yang Ying Ying. My mistake. Lu Siyang with the shot there. And the Ice Cats quickly getting up ice. Ava Flint stops as soon as he enters the Chichi Har zone. Now they're behind the goal line. Under the goal line. Chichi Har wins it back straight away. 2 minutes remaining in this first period. And Chichi Har still in their own zone, just trying to get it out, sending it down the ice. Too much on it, that'll go all the way down the ice. And icing's actually waved off, I guess. Not enough on it. Kowalek, tons of time though to turn with it. And now Yentis with it. Alana Yentis dumps it down in deep. Forechecking, hard as the Ice Cats, putting it in a dangerous spot. Found her teammate, Kowalek, Brister. Good save there again by Yu. It's gonna take something special to beat her tonight, I think. She's on her game. The Chichi Har goalie, Yu. And Chichi Har still in their own zone. They seem to be very calm in their own zone, despite being under pressure. And the Ice Cats, Richmond forcing the turnover behind the net. And Chichi Har closing the gaps again, and they just send it all the way down the ice, and now deflected off a Pete, or an Ice Cat, I believe. Referee said nope in this first period now, as the Ice Cats, Kolak goes down the ice with some speed again, getting by two Chichi Har players. And still with it. And now Chichi Har wins it back in their own zone. And it's actually working out. The outlet pass found her teammate perfectly. Ying Ying. Could have been 3-0. That is not what the Ice Cats ordered. With 30 seconds remaining, the Ice Cats on their heels again. And they get it down. Done now. Forechecking heavy. Done for the Ice Cats. Couldn't quite get it done. And get the line change going. The Ice Cats. Gonna have the last rush here, I think, with 15 seconds to go. Nice pass there to get it down and deep, but the Chichi Har defense all over it. The Ice Cats stuck in their own zone. They're not gonna do it this first period, but tons of hockey still to be. The hockey team has come into the Peterborough Memorial Center and taken a 2-0 lead over the Peterborough Midget AA Ice Cats. Second period continuing after this.